Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
My America. This is General Gonzo S. Patton. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Freedom Outlaw Radio. Ooh-ah! This is a special Saturday edition brought to you complimentary of the flu that took my posterior down the last couple of days and has made this show a little late. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to let you know that we have got a call-in number for those of you that would like to chit or chat if we have the time. I'm going to try and finish out what we've been talking about, government gone wild, so we can move on to more important things like arresting and indicting these pogues in office. Because as you can see from what's gone on in Paris, it's time to rein in the Muslim Brotherhood. But before we do that, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to our show. Freedom Outlaw Radio has a new affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network at live.rebootingliberty.com, the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. That's right. Freedom Outlaw Radio has a new affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network. And you can hear us along with many other great shows at live.rebootingliberty.com, the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. Our chat room is open. Going to try and keep an eye on it in case folks are in there and they have some questions. So don't hesitate. Go to war. Keep your obscenities and extremities inside at all times. And like I said, call in number 347-857-1197. Special hotline number for you liberals and special retarded folks. It's 347-857-1197. And we're just going to dive right in because, like I said, we're going to try and finish this out so we can move on to more important things because our prayers and thoughts are with the victims of the attacks of these barbarians from the 7th century whom, when you bring that shit to our shores, will have the Second Amendment awaiting you. Hell will be coming. And you don't have to count upon law enforcement and their tactical passive responses because jihad goes both ways and we'll put a crusade on your ass. Now, when we left off, we were in the R's talking about these federal agencies. I can't believe that with 30-minute rants, we've only made it to the R's. So let's just get right down to it. Radio Free Asia. Yeah, we got to keep that because we got some special stuff going on with that. And those of you in the know, and those of you that are not in the know, well, you don't need to know. Ho, ho, ho. Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Liberty. Yeah, we got to keep that too for the same reason. Railroad Retirement Board, we're retiring you. Bye. The Bureau of Reclamation. Bye. This next one, y'all gonna laugh. The Office of Refugee Resettlement. Kiss my genitalia. Goodbye. The Regulatory Information Service Center. Bye. Rehabilitation Services Administration from the Education Department. I thought we eliminated you and we eliminated the Department of Education. See ya, wouldn't want to be it. Republic of the Marshall Islands. The only reason we have a Republic of the Marshall Islands is because of the Department of Defense and our nuclear missile silos we keep there. Oh, you people thought it was just a vacation hotspot, didn't you? Silly, silly folks. No, we're just going to hand that right on over to the Department of Defense and quit screwing around and pretending that it's something it isn't. Research and Innovative Technology Administration. We're going to keep that because it sounds nice, but what we're doing over there is making ways to kill folks. Risk Management Agency, it's part of the Department of Agriculture, and it's going away because we did away with the Department of Agriculture. Rural Business and Cooperative Programs, sounds nice. Say it twice. Bye-bye! Rural Development, why are we developing the rural areas? The cities, states, counties can manage that. Bye. Rural Housing Service, bye-bye, thanks for playing. Rural Utilities Service, that's a state, city, county, and private sector issue. Get out of here. Safety and Environmental Enforcement Bureau. You got to be kidding me. Didn't see that in the Constitution. Get out of here. St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. I didn't see corporation and Constitution in the same sentence. Bye. Science Office for the Energy Department. Well, we did away with the Energy Department, so pack your shit, Skippy. You're gone. Science and Technology Policy Office. Unless some kid with a pocket protector can explain to me what we're doing there, and if it doesn't have nothing to do with blowing stuff up, bye-bye. Scientific and Technical Information Office. If you two aren't tied together and it doesn't involve blowing stuff up, bye. Secret Service. It's not a secret anymore. And after this latest sexting scandal that was on the front page of the Drudge Report, well, we're going to keep you because, well, if I'm president, I'd kind of like to have you around. But really, you guys have been screwing up big time. We're going to make Dan Bongino your head, and we're going to kick some people in the ass, even if we got to grab them by the nose and lead them around to do so. Securities and Exchange Commission. Changes are going to be made. Heads are going to be lopped off. People are going to pay. The Selective Service Commission. The draft is coming back. If we see you out of class, marching around on campus, talking about communism, here's your draft card. Here's your haircut. Get in line over there. Drop and give me 50 and quit your crying. The Senate. Constitution says we've got to have it, so we're going to keep it. But some of y'all's got to go. Harry Reid got beat up by weightlifting equipment, or your brother, or the mob, most likely the mob. And take Lindsey Graham with him. Small Business Administration. Why are we administering to small businesses? We need to loosen regulations. We need to let them flourish. We need to get the hell out of administering to businesses because we're keeping them down, not helping them up. The Smithsonian Institution, damn good thing. Social Security Administration, we created a monster, and now we have to administer to it because millions upon millions of people are counting on us. Social Security Advisory Board, you got to be kidding me. You people are a waste of skin. You're potential organ donors. Goodbye. Southeastern Power Administration. Southeast take care of itself. Bye. Southwestern Power Administration. Same for them. Bye. Special Forces Operations Command. Damn fine work. Do more of it, please. the State Department. Why the long face, John Kerry? Oh, that's right, because you're fired. But we are going to have to keep the State Department around because, well, we need them to be doing some Department of State stuff. The State Justice Institute. Well, the states can handle their own justice because, well, at the federal level, it's going to be just us, baby. Stennis Center for Public Service. Get out of here, you fired. Strategic Command. Hell yeah, because we need to have a center for dropping stuff on people. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That's a state and local issue. We don't need that at the federal level. Supreme Court of the United States. Somebody has to reign supreme, baby. And wake up Ruth and give her a drug test. Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement. Really? State and local issue, baby. Bye. Surface Transportation Board. Yeah, we turned all that crap over with the Department of Transportation to the state, so you're gone. Susquehanna River Basin Commission. You're out of commission. Bye, babies. TRICARE Management. Oh, you guys. Part of the VA. So you guys have done such a poor bad job. We're going to put you in public stocks if you don't resign by the time I'm done with this broadcast. And we're just going to let the veterans have their way with you in the town square. This next one, tax court. Oh, break out that medieval torture equipment. We got some shit planned for you. You're gone, except those of you that work there, we're keeping you around for some special things. I'm going to get medieval on your ass. Taxpayer Advocacy Panel. Yeah, you better head for the hills, baby. Tennessee Valley Authority. Bye. Tennessee can take care of their own things. Trade and Development Agency. Bye. Transportation Command. I command you to be gone. Transportation Department. See ya. Transportation Security Administration. Huh. The guys that groped me at the airport. No. No, 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 no. We're going to have some high-tech Israeli shit. We're going to profile. If you look like you might go, ah, la, 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 we're going to search you. Oh, you in the Haji. Get over here. Transportation Statistics Bureau. Why? Bye. Treasury Department. Yeah, somebody's got to go after those folks that are skimming, and you guys are going to stop printing money. Trustee program, we don't trust nobody, see it. U.S. Ability One Commission, bye. Access Board, bye. U.S. Agency for International Development, bye. Because it's called U.S. Aid, and we're not aiding anybody. The Air Force, U.S. Air Force, damn fine work, do more of it. U.S. Air Force Reserve Command, hell yes. U.S. Arctic Research Commission, it's cold. If you want to do it, go do it. U.S. Army, damn fine work, do more of it. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, you guys would make a mess of a wet dream. See you later. U.S. Botanical Gardens, turn them over to wherever they're located. Let the states handle them. U.S. Capitol Police, we need you because I'm going to be pissing off some people, as you can tell. U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, clean that up. Make it look nice. People need to be able to come visit and learn about the history of our country. Not the revisionist history, the real history. U.S. Central Command, a.k.a. CENTCOM. Hell yeah, damn fine work, do more of it. U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal, well, we have to keep them. By law, it's in the Constitution. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, you are welcome to come through the front door. We catch you coming through the back door, we are going to spank your ass and send you back. U.S. Coast Guard, yes, damn fine work. Do more of it. Drug Interdiction Service, shoot holes in the bottom of the boat, and as they jump off and try and swim, shoot holes in the bottom of them. U.S. Commission of Fine Arts. You got to be kidding me. Bye. U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Kiss my genitalia, you're gone. U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. You got to keep an eye on all that kind of stuff so bad things don't happen and good people don't get taken for a ride. So we're just going to clean you up, slap you around a little bit because some of y'all need to be beaten with an antenna off of 63 Impala in the street. U.S. Court of Appeals for Veteran Claims. Oh, you people see the previous comment about beating with the antenna off 63 of Impala. U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Oh, you are going to be the beneficiaries of some of the money from these closed departments, and we are going to loosen the rules on what you can do, and you are going to go protect our borders. Hell yeah. U.S. Department of Agriculture, we did away with you under the A's. Why are you coming back? You're like cancer. Go away. Go away. U.S. Department of Commerce, we did away with you under the C's. Go away or we will put you under the sea. Department of Health and Human Services, your history. Department of Treasury, we're keeping you around. We already covered that. U.S. Election Assistance Commission. Bye. Fleet Forces Command, hell yeah, damn fine work that Navy's doing. Geological Survey. Bye-bye. House of Representatives. Pain in the ass, but we got to have you. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Got to have you. Tightening up your work, babies. You're going to be working hard. International Trade Commission. Non. Marine Corps. Semper Fi, baby. You're going to be putting in work. There are pirates and Muslims that need to be whooped into shape or made to exist no more. U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Hell yeah. U.S. mission to the United Nations. We need an ambassador after we close that building and retake that land. That'll be the Marines' first job. Run them people out of here. In fact, start now. It's Saturday. They won't see it coming. U.S. National Central Bureau of Interpol. Yeah, we probably need to have some folks involved with that so we can keep an eye on those crooks. U.S. Navy. Hell yeah. U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Yep. The United States Postal Service. If you folks ain't figured out by now that your work ain't worth shit, well, you just found out. Polish up your resumes because we're privatizing you because you keep wanting more and more money to provide worse and worse service. And you want to keep cutting down on your delivery times. FedEx and UPS, they keep getting the job done, babies. You guys want more and more money for priority mail while FedEx and UPS keep getting stuff done. You know, I hate to say it, but hasta lasagna don't get none on you. The U.S. Sentencing Commission. Well, here's how this works. Rehabilitation happens right after rigor mortis. So we're going to rewrite the sentencing guidelines so there are no leeways. We're going to have a matrix. First offense, you're doing a lot of time. Second offense, why'd we let you out the first time? You ain't getting out again. Oh, committed a crime that involves sex, children, or weapons and physical violence, why didn't we kill you? Well, we will now. Oh, you want to file an appeal? Well, when we slip that noose over your head and we go to spring the trap door, if and you're not hung within an hour or the trap door don't work, well, I guess God thinks that that was your way of having your appeal granted. Moving right along. U.S. Trade Representatives. No. Trade Development Agency. No. The Virgin Islands. Yeah, we're going to keep them, but been there. They're not very virgin. Unified Combatant Commands under the Defense Department. Hell yeah. Damn fine work. Uniform Services, University of Health Sciences. Sounds important. Probably not. Goodbye. United States Mint. Yep. United States Postal Inspection Service. Well, we privatized the post office, but we're going to keep you guys around because you need to make sure people aren't mailing things they shouldn't be. Veterans Affairs Department. Oh, my Lord, you people are going to be beat and beat heartily in public and then put in stocks and turned over to the public. We're cleaning that up, and we're going to use a lot of the money from these other things, but mostly we're going to restore public integrity and accountability, and it's going to be done through corporal punishment. Veterans Benefits Administration, you people got a spanking coming too. Veterans Day National Committee, what do we need a committee for? We're going to honor our veterans, and each state and locality is going to do what they do, honor our veterans. You're out of here. Veterans Employment and Training Services. You people are also going to get some public shaming and learn some humility. You got an ass whooping coming. You treat our veterans like dirt. Veterans Employment and Training Service, another agency that does the same thing but doesn't answer to the acronym VETS. By Vietnam Education Foundation. By Voice of America. By Washington Headquarters Services, by Weather Service. Start getting them right or you're gone too. Weights and Measures Division. I'm sorry. Shit don't change, so drop the metric system and you're gone too. West Point, damn fine work. Western Area Power Administration, bye-bye. White House, we be keeping that. White House Commission on Presidential Scholars, get real. By White House Office of Administration, I be needing me some lackeys. The Women's Bureau at the Labor Department. Really? Do we have a men's bureau? No. So we don't need a women's bureau because we're all created equally. By this next one, I'm going to stop after the first two words. Woodrow Wilson. The rest of it, we don't even need to get into. Woodrow Wilson. Evil, racist, no good, rotten human being. And that's it. He's gone. History. And we have reached the end of our federal agencies. They are gone. Kaput. History. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. We have pared our government agencies down from 22 pages to about 8. And that is damn fine work. We have done a good thing. Now, I want to take some time to point out to our friends on the left that one of your greatest icons, President John F. Kennedy, you know, the drug addict, like sleep around on Jackie, have sex out at the pool, the one that Nixon couldn't wait to have filled in because JFK was such a decadent fool. He did say one thing that made a whole lot of sense. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Those of you in government, heed that warning, because we are in dark days, my friends, dark and troubled days. We have gone from the Democrats and Republicans being separate parties to them being one party with two divisions. They are now the big government party with a Democratic side that does it because They want power and big government, and the Republican side, because they want power and big business. But they are the flip side to the same coin, and make no doubt about it. That's the way the mop flops. And if you think otherwise, you are deluding yourself. So, in honor of the tragedy that has occurred in Paris, and in lieu of Mullah Obama, who has been importing jihadists to this great nation just as fast as he can, bringing these jihadists who have shaved off their beards, dressed as women to get off the battlefield in Syria, and are bringing them into the United States as fast as he can. 10,000 into New Orleans just this last week. Thousands upon thousands into San Antonio the week before. I'd like for you to pray with me. Lord, make me fast and accurate. Let my aim be true, and my hand faster than those who would seek to destroy me. Grant me victory over my foes and those that wish to do harm to me and mine. Let not my last thought be, if only I had my gun. And Lord, if today is truly the day that you call me home, let me die in a pile of brass, waist deep in the cadavers of thy enemy and those who would harm you, me, and others. May the foes of freedom be struck down before me as if I am the vengeful striking hammer of the Lord, for I am not here to pass judgment. That is God's job. I am merely here to facilitate his time, and only when it is time. As we all know from having read the Bible, the blood runs when the time comes. The Mahdi shall not return. Not in my lifetime shall the evil of Satan take the form of the leader of Islam. For we are protected as Christian warriors. May God himself bless us all and bless the USA. In Jesus' name, amen. And that is our show for the day, folks. And I want to thank you for joining me. I want you to be safe out there. I want you to be wary. We are in dark days and troubled times. Our government has failed to protect us, and it is up to us to protect ourselves. God bless you and yours. God bless the United States of America. May liberty always be free. But if it is to be, to you, and it is up to me. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, the general is back in black, baby, and we are going to war. Join me.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen.
Of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man. Some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always